אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a long, long time coming. In fact, this case has been going on for 67 court hearings over the last 6 years in Israel. And last week at the Jerusalem District Court, Judge Chana Lomp delivered her ruling about whether Malka Leifa is mentally fit to face extradition proceedings. The judge, in a 62-page ruling, determined that Malka Leifa, who's facing 74 charges of child sexual abuse from when she was principal of Melbourne's Adas Israel School more than 12 years ago, the ruling is that it appears with the fullness of her faculties, Malka Leifa has the ability to operate and she is fit to stand for judgment. And therefore, I order renewal of the process of extradition in regard to her. So what that means is this extradition hearing will take place in Israel on July 20. Leifa's defense team can appeal, but it's likely they wouldn't do so until after the July 20 hearing. And if that hearing, as intended, goes ahead and it's in favor, it could see Malka Leifa extradited to Victoria, which would be incredible after such a long period of time. So there's still a few steps left, but it's certainly a breakthrough. I would describe it as that. The AJN had a chat to three of the Leifa's alleged victims, Ellie Sapper, Dassey Ehrlich and Nicole Meyer. They're sisters. And they told us initially when they heard news of the decision, they were actually in utter shock. There was dead silence. None of us even smiled at the time. It took us a good 20 minutes to sink in and realize this is actually true. But then that emotion turned into elation, and they feel incredibly relieved, obviously. And they just said to us, this process has really bruised us, but it has not broken us. And I hope, they said, that this moment will show all those survivors across the world that they too have a voice. And this gives them encouragement to speak out.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, before we move on, I would like to mention Joshua Levy. Joshua Levy, as our listeners will remember, passed away suddenly a few months ago in February, and now he got recognition.
Yes, absolutely. The New South Wales Multicultural Honour Roll is where Joshua has received a posthumous recognition. And it marks the legacy of those people who have made a lasting contribution to the community in New South Wales. Acting Minister for Multiculturalism, Jeff Lee, announced the honour on a Zoom call last Tuesday evening. He said Joshua Levy's courage and commitment to journalism led to many honours, including the Best Investigative Story in 2016 and Best News Story as well in that year at the Premier's Multicultural Media Awards. His reports uncovering serious allegations of sexual child abuse became evidence at the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. His parents, Ian and Anne, told the Jewish News, as parents you hope that your child finds fulfillment and meaning in the work they do and inspiration. Josh found his professional calling in journalism, and his induction to the honour roll of Multicultural New South Wales is testament to this. And, the Jewish News editor, Zeddy Lawrence, said it's particularly poignant that Josh received this honour on the same evening that alleged child abuser Malka Leifa was finally deemed fit to be extradited, because Josh covered that Leifa story for the Jewish News for many, many years, giving voice to her alleged victims and supporting their efforts.
Shane, on a totally different topic, we celebrated Shavuot, but the Sydney Beit Din cancelled Shavuot Shul services.
That's right. So this will be a 2-week cancellation, and it follows, or it was activated after a year 5 student at Sydney's Moriah College tested positive to COVID-19. Apparently this student attended the school last on the Thursday prior, and on I think it was Monday or Tuesday of last week it was the test was positive, and the school immediately put into place its action plan.
That was on Tuesday, that's right.
On Tuesday.
And I think, yes, you're right. Moriah College straight away went into action.
Yeah, they have a COVID-19 positive diagnosis school response plan. And the principal, Rabbi Joshua Smukla, immediately notified all parents on the day. And the school was very efficiently closed. And in the meantime, the school is reintroducing its very successful online learning platform that they've used in the last few months. So all the students will be still able to learn while the school is clean, disinfected, and some contact tracing is just formally conducted to make sure that no other students or anyone else that may have been in contact with that student, just to make sure they're safe.
Yeah, as Gladys Berejiklian and the Premier of New South Wales said that it will happen eventually. In the different schools, there will be an outbreak, and we'll just have to be able and learn how to cope with that. We don't have another choice. Shane, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about Limud Oz online. This is really interesting.
Yes, it's a big endeavor, big effort, because, you know, normally this major festival of learning alternates between Sydney and Melbourne each year, and it's normally held around early June. Because of COVID-19, this could easily have been completely cancelled, but such a popular festival, the organisers have found a way to do it online. So it will be happening with several events in June over about 2.5 weeks. For more information, everyone can go to limudoz.com.au. But they've still managed to attract, and maybe in one way it's an advantage, a lot of international, high-profile international guests who would otherwise have to be flown to Australia. They'll be able to do it on platforms like Zoom and on Facebook. And the organizer, Nomi Bloom, said the volume of international speakers is actually extraordinary and more than usual. And there's everything from a Yiddishist in New York to some keynote Haaretz journalists to one of the leading conservative Talmud gurus. So it's, as you can see, there's it's very, very diverse, and people will still be able to watch and take part. And in fact, because it's online, they've actually saved a lot of money in terms of, you know, the cost of providing the festival. So as a result, ticket prices will actually be much cheaper.
Of course, they don't have to fly all the overseas guests to Australia and pay for their accommodation. So they can have cheaper tickets for Limud Oz, and it will be available for the wider community, and maybe new people will discover Limud Oz. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.